You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network. This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business. Leading to business success. Today we are speaking with Jim Wright and John Fadiman of Harvest Financial Partners, located in Paoli, Pennsylvania, which is a suburb of Philadelphia. Jim is the Chief Investment Officer and John is the Director of Financial Planning. They co-manage the Harvest Financial Partners domestic dividend portfolio on Covestor, an online investing company. Gentlemen, welcome to Enterprise Radio today.
Thanks, Eric.
You're more than welcome. So, Jim, for starters, tell us about your firm and do you work with entrepreneurs?
Oh, sure. I'll give you a little background first. John and I both actually went to Vassar College and we roomed together for a couple years. After graduation, we both worked in the investment and financial services areas for over 20 years. Then in early 2008, we joined forces to form Harvest. And at Harvest, we actually have two primary areas of business focus. First, we have our 401k business. And here we work with small business owners and help them with their retirement plans. We assist these entrepreneurs with if they want to plan, or if they're just if they need some help managing an existing plan. I know I'm a little biased, but I think we have a pretty compelling platform for small businesses, one that's low cost and has a very high service component. The second area of focus at Harvest is our investment advisory business. Here we work with clients on both the planning and investment side. We utilize a dividend-oriented investment approach, and we buy high-quality, reasonably valued stocks that all pay a dividend. In addition, we are able to assist our clients with a wide variety of planning needs, and we find that especially we do a lot of work with college and retirement planning. And I should also just note a good number of our clients are fellow business owners, and they like using us as a sounding board.
If you could talk to us why you like dividends, is it a strategy that makes sense for entrepreneurs and small business owners?
Actually, we think dividend strategy is valuable for anyone. First, and there are several reasons why. First, there have been a lot of studies that have been done that show dividend stocks outperform non-dividend stocks and the markets as a whole. That makes the dividend universe a pretty attractive pool for us to fish in. Second, we like the cash flow from dividends. The money can be used by our clients who might need cash from their portfolio. And if they don't need the money, the funds can be reinvested into other stocks. Third, in a low interest rate environment, dividend income is pretty attractive today. Our dividend portfolios yield nearly 3%, and that's at a time when the 10-year Treasury is yielding in the low 2% range. Also, and it's pretty important to note that dividend income should grow over time as companies increase their dividends. Finally, and what may make a lot of sense for business owners and entrepreneurs out there, is our dividend strategy, which is coupled with our focus on quality and valuation, can be a lot less volatile than the market as a whole. This can be beneficial as the entrepreneur is already taking a good deal of risk in their business, and they may prefer an investment strategy that's a bit more conservative, but one that still offers some pretty good growth potential.
Good information there. And John, go into more detail about the 401k business. Why is this important for entrepreneurs as well?
All right. Well, first let me go into more detail about the 401k business. I mean, the way we work with the business owner or the plan sponsor in that universe is we talk to them about how they should design their plan there are a number of different attributes a 401k plan can have, and we talk with the business owner about the pluses and minuses of those different plans. Then we talk with them and help them select a fund lineup, you know, what the investment options are going to be in the plan. The last thing we do on an ongoing basis is we provide the monitoring of the plan investments. Not all funds or investment options are right for all seasons. Things can change, and we try and keep an eye on those kind of things for the plan sponsors. Then for the participants, what we do is we talk with them about their investment allocation, how they should divide up their contributions and their balances in a plan. We discuss their contribution levels, how much of their compensation should they put in the plan. And then with a lot of plans, you have options between putting in 401k contributions on either a pre-tax basis or an after-tax or Roth basis, and we talk with the participants about the pluses and minuses of that based on their specific situation. The reason we think it's really important for entrepreneurs is we think this is kind of like the qualified plan is like tax nirvana for entrepreneurs and other business owners. And it's tax nirvana because you basically get to make a contribution to a retirement plan that is tax deductible at either the business or the individual level. And you don't recognize any income on that contribution at that time. It's the only area in the tax code where you can get that double benefit, I would call it, of current tax deduction and no current taxable income. So what we're getting is we're getting Uncle Sam is effectively paying a portion of the contribution that's being made to the plan. And we think this is a great opportunity with Uncle Sam paying part of the freight for an entrepreneur to move some of their net worth out of the company on a tax advantage basis. And you can put away a reasonably significant chunk of change in a qualified retirement plan. You can put away over $50,000 a year. If you're at or over 50, you can put away close to $60,000 a year. And that's before you talk about things like adding a spouse or children to the payroll. So we think all those things are really important for an entrepreneur and represent a really great opportunity.
Today we're joined by Jim Wright and John Fadiman of Harvest Financial Partners, located in Paoli, Pennsylvania, which is a suburb of Philadelphia, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. John, what is important to know when starting a plan?
Well, I'd say one of the key things to know initially is what your goals are in starting the plan. I mean, for some entrepreneurs, it's they want to save the maximum dollars for retirement that they possibly can. For other ones, a really important thing is rewarding their employees. And another objective for a lot of people is a way to retain employees. Okay? So those are, I think, very important things to start out with. Then I think it's exceptionally important to understand how all these service providers who are going to be helping you put the plan in place are getting paid. And I say that, it seems self-evident, but in the 401k space, sometimes it can be difficult to figure that out. So I think it's really important to make sure that you're very clear on that. And then the last thing is, when you create a qualified retirement plan as a business owner, you have imposed on you a fiduciary obligation to all the other participants in the plan. A fiduciary obligation is the highest obligation the law can impose on someone. So I would say it's important to understand how these other service providers might be helping you manage your fiduciary obligation.
And lastly, John, why is your model better than others? Why would you say that yours would be better than the others in the market?
I would say it comes down to a few different things. I would say there are no conflicts in our model. We can work with anyone. We don't have to work with one specific provider or another. Our fee arrangements with our clients are completely transparent. We're not product dependent, or we actually use more of an open architecture platform, so we can have a lot of low cost index funds from companies like Vanguard in a plan. We don't use package products like you might see from insurance companies or brokerage firms, where everything's done soup to nuts, and that's a place where you can get a little bit of opaqueness, I'll say, in how much you're actually, how much you and or the participants are paying for the plan. The other things we do are we take some of the fiduciary obligation off of the plan sponsor's shoulders and put it onto ours. We're what would be called a prudent expert under ERISA, which is the body of law that governs these kind of plans under the ERISA code. And that allows you to sort of move some of the investment obligations off your plate and onto ours. And then our model lets us provide individual specific advice to the participants. When you have a conflicted provider where some of their compensation comes from what fund they recommend or what program they try and put you into, they can only provide educational information. We don't have that restriction. So I think it's very valuable for a participant to be able to sit down with us in a conversation, talk about the plan, possibly talk about other assets or retirement. Some people have spouses who have pensions. Some other people have qualified for pensions in other places that they work before this company. Talk about their total financial picture and then give them a specific investment allocation for their 401k balance. So those are some of the reasons why we like how we have structured our 401k plan offering.
And in conclusion, Jim, any closing thoughts or a final financial tip for the listeners tuning in today?
Well, since we're talking about 401ks, this is something we say to all the business owners and participants in 401k plans. We really tell them to try their best to maximize the contributions to the plan, especially if the company provides a match. This is a really easy and effective way to save for your retirement. And we understand that not everyone can maximize the contributions, but if you can't do that, then every year try to increase the amount you save by one percentage point. With the tax benefits, it really won't seem so daunting, and it will still allow you to build up a pretty sizable asset base for your retirement.
Fabulous information, gentlemen. Really appreciate your time. If you would, before you go, tell our listeners where they can get more information about Harvest Financial Partners online.
Well, you can go to our website, which is at www.harvestfp.com. www.harvestfp.com. And certainly John and I would be very happy to talk with anyone.
Well, gentlemen, thanks for joining us, and happy holidays to both of you, and best of success to Harvest Financial Partners.
Thank you very much, Eric.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
You bet. We've been speaking with both Jim Wright and John Fadiman, co-managers of the Harvest Financial Partners Domestic Dividend Portfolio on Covestor, an online investing company. And once again, the websites of reference, it's harvestfp.com as well as covestor.com/harvest-fp. This is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.